every week at this time, we like to share something with you. And this time, Stephanie Elkins is back to share some tunes. Stephanie is the host of WPR's Morning Classics and Simply Folk. Stephanie, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Veronica. Great to be here.
So what did you bring for us this time?
Well, we have multiple genres, a little bit of folk and bluegrass, a little bit of classical, some Native American flute.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to start things off with a band with Wisconsin roots. This band is called Dead Horses. What do we know about them?
Well, they're out of Oshkosh, and they do some really wonderful songwriting, kind of a modern approach to American roots music and some really introspective songwriting. And they have really started to get some momentum in Wisconsin and beyond. They were just here about a month ago for a session at Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're going to hear a clip from that session. The sound came out very good.
Oh, that's fantastic. They performed here, and you got to hear them up close and personal. Mm-hmm. And you say that they do something that I love. They have four-part
yes.
harmonies, those dense, rich harmonies that are so fun to listen to.
That's right. You and I both love to sing harmony, and that's something that attracts me all the time. It's one woman and three men, and she's the primary singer, and then they sing some wonderful harmonies.
And this is a track called Glitterbug. Anything you want to tell us about it?
She was raised by a preacher, and it's an introspective song, and it's about restlessness and finding beauty in strange places. And she wrote it when she was at a tough time, kind of a time of desperation, she said. And the message is that there's hope.
Okay, let's listen.
In the forest, in the old whole boat's tails in the country, and in the wide open sails, there's a feeling brings me to my knees. There's a belief in something more than me, in something more than me. And in some churches, and in the old, old hymns, and the corner street bars, and the motels where they live, there's a feeling in the core of myself. There's a sadness wishing for something else, wishing for something else. Lost, I know, we've all been told, still can't shake.
This is a track called Glitterbug from the band Dead Horses, and looks like there are some opportunities for people to hear these folks around Wisconsin this summer, Stephanie.
That's right. They're doing a lot of gigging, and they'll be at the Backwoods Bluegrass Bash in Amberg, Wisconsin, also in Milwaukee, and in Batavia, Illinois, in Manawa, in Green Lake. That's all in July, and you can find that on their webpage, which is deadhorses.net.
And you do the thing a little bit like, I'm blanking on the name of it now. Well, if you like these bands, then you'll also like this band. These bands. What are they similar to?
Well, you know, they recorded this new CD. It's not out yet, in San Francisco, where the Grateful Dead did a lot of their work. And so they do a lot of that jam kind of stuff. And they sound like some of the more progressive bluegrass bands that are so popular right now, like Trampled by Turtles and Mumford and Son, even Old Crow Medicine Show, that kind of thing, Punch Brothers.
Great. So they're in that alley there. But it's a great opportunity to hear a Wisconsin band. And are they getting some national play? Are they moving up?
I don't know about national play, but they are certainly getting a lot of attention in the Midwest. And they're starting to, they've been on the East Coast, and so they are just right at the cusp. I think they're going to be big. I really do. They're just, the songwriting's very strong and the musicianship's really strong.
Great. Thanks for sharing that. And we've got another one from Wisconsin. This is from someone we've actually interviewed here on Central Time, Frank Montano.
You know, he's going to be appearing at the World Convention, the World Flute Convention in Eau Claire, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And he just makes miracles happen through one little flute. It just blows my mind. And he brings a certain sensibility to playing, and it automatically just makes me, anyway, start to feel something different.
And this is a track of his called Loon Song. A track there called Loon Song by Frank Montano. And he's from Wisconsin, the Red Cliff Reservation, but he tours all over the world.
He does. He's known as a Native American flute maker and performer. He's also a songwriter and a musician of other genres. But he was nominated for the 2013 Native American Music Awards. And he's really a mentor to a lot of folks in that genre. And he's well known. We're lucky that he's here in Wisconsin. I've seen him perform, and you connect to him emotionally.
Yeah. We had him right over there where you're sitting about, and it was a treat to be so close to him performing on those flutes. Interesting points here that his flute music is used for, you know, not just the enjoyment of music, but in some other circumstances too.
That's right. In healing, even in childbirth, and for meditation purposes. And he trained with elders from the Ojibways. That's how he learned to play flute. So he really came at it from the spiritual perspective.
And we're going to go on to another genre here, a little bit like our first one. Nora Collins, a country singer. Tell us about her.
She's out of Milwaukee. She's really young. She's, I think, 19 years old. She has already had 3 CDs out, and she is starting to open for some of these big country acts. In fact, she's going to be opening for Ronnie Millsap in Milwaukee, and she's worked with the American Idol winner Lee DeWise and Josh Turner, and she's just got a new acoustic album out, and this is a song that's just a fun summer breezy song. It's straightforward. It's about riding on the back of a Harley, another, of course, Wisconsin institution.
Okay, and she's only 19. Well, let's listen.
Yeah.
Speed limit sign says 45. You're going over 60. 'Cause no one's around in this sleepy town. But you and me, baby, late night ride, holding on tight to your body. Feels so right on the back of your bike. Where you gonna take me tonight? Like a rocket on the road, baby, let's go.
All right, that's a song called Harley. And, wow, her voice is what struck me right off the bat. I mean, the melody and the music is beautiful, but she's got a really striking, beautiful voice.
Classic country voice, I mean, but really unique. And she just won the 2014 Singer-Songwriter of the Year Award for the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards in Milwaukee. And that's pretty prestigious. And the fact that she's 19, she's won the Rising Star Award a couple of times. But she's really, I think, another one, a Wisconsin artist who's going to be making more of a name for herself.
Have you had the chance to see her live?
Yes, actually, she came and played on Simply Folk. She was one of the first interviews I did when I took
really?
Over the show. She was still in high school then.
Has she changed a lot over those years?
Yeah, really maturing, the songwriting especially.
Yeah. It's a time where I imagine you're getting a lot of experience under your belt and experimenting and growing into your own voice. So it'll be exciting to watch her.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're going to end with a different genre. We're going to switch and put on your other hat as classical music host and look at some violin music.
That's right. Anne Akiko Myers is a violinist, and she plays an instrument that just sold for $16 million.
Wow.
And this was covered on NPR, and the story is posted on the NPR classical blog.
Is it a Stradivarius?
It is a Stradivarius. No, it's a Guarneri. I'm sorry.
Guarneri. Yet they're the two big names in violin making in the classical world.
That's right, yeah. Exactly. It's 200 and some years old, almost 300 years old, and she has it on loan to play until she is finished playing for her entire life.
Really?
Yep. So it was purchased by an anonymous donor who wanted to have it available for her. We're going to hear an excerpt from Vivaldi's Summer, and it's about, you can hear the storm coming. He's sort of depicting hail coming onto the crops in the summertime. And then the violin enters pretty strongly.
And so that is the sound of a $16 million violin. Although if I were playing, it would not sound anything like that.
No.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it really is incredible. It's a sweet, beautiful sound. It apparently has more wood than most other violins of its types, and that gives it a more depth to its sound. This is the first time it's ever been recorded. This is a brand new recording just out this year by Anna Kiko Miles and the English Chamber Orchestra.
Really? It's the first time the violin has ever been recorded?
Mm-hmm. The previous owner had it under his bed for 50 years and it was never played.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm so glad it's out into the world making music again.
Yeah.
What a pleasure.
Yeah.
Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this music with us.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Stephanie Elkins, host of WPR Simply Folk and also Morning Classics. She drops by pretty often to share some new music with us.